Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 26th, 2019. On this date in 1937, American blues singer Bessie Smith, known as the Empress of the Blues, was fatally injured in a car crash at age 44. She is often regarded as one of the greatest singers of her era and was a major influence on fellow blues singers as well as jazz vocalists. On September 26, 1937, she was traveling on U.S. Route 61 between Memphis, Tennessee and Clarksdale, Mississippi. Her lover, Richard Morgan, was driving and misjudged the speed of a slow-moving truck ahead of him. Tire marks at the scene suggested that Morgan tried to avoid the truck by driving around its left side, but he hit the rear of the truck side-on at high speed. The tailgate of the truck sheared off the wooden roof of Smith's old Packard. Smith, who was in the passenger seat, probably with her right arm or elbow out the window, took the full brunt of the impact. The driver escaped without injuries. The first person on the scene was a Memphis surgeon, Dr. Hugh Smith, who gave a detailed account of his experience to Bessie's biographer, Chris Albertson. This is the most reliable eyewitness testimony about the events surrounding her death. Henry Broughton, a fishing partner of Dr. Smith, helped him move Bessie to the side of the road where the doctor dressed her arm with a clean handkerchief and asked Broughton to go to a nearby house to call an ambulance. After some delay in a second accident involving another car at the scene, Bessie Smith was taken to the G.T. Adams Afro-American Hospital in Clarksdale, where her right arm was amputated. She died that morning without regaining consciousness. After her death, an often repeated but now discredited story emerged that she died because a whites-only hospital in Clarksdale refused to admit her. The reality was that during that time, local ambulance drivers would not have considered taking an African-American patient to a white hospital in the first place. Bessie Smith's funeral was held in Philadelphia a little over a week later on October 4th. Her body was originally prepared at Upshur's funeral home, but as word of her death spread through Philadelphia's black community, the body had to be moved to the Elks Lodge to accommodate the estimated 10,000 mourners who filed past her coffin on Sunday, October 3rd. Contemporary newspapers reported that her funeral was attended by about 7,000 people. Far fewer mourners attended the burial at Mount Lawn Cemetery in nearby Sharon Hill. Bessie's estranged husband thwarted all efforts to purchase a headstone for her, pocketing the money raised for that purpose. Her grave was unmarked until a monument was erected on August 7, 1970, nearly 43 years later, paid for by the singer Janis Joplin and Juanita Green, who, as a child, had done housework for Bessie Smith. Dory Previn wrote a song about Joplin and the tombstone, Stone for Bessie Smith, for her album Mythical Kings and Iguanas in 1971. The former Afro-American hospital, now the Riverside Hotel, was the site of the dedication of the fourth historical marker on the Mississippi Blues Trail, created in 2006. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 26th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.